We're now up to 46 degrees here this morning under sunny skies. Look for a sunny day and a high near 73 here in the Neshonah Valley. Should be a beautiful Saturday. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests on Friday. Officials say 28-year-old Terrell Curtis Peterson of Messina was arrested on two Cass County warrants for burglary in the third degree and criminal mischief fourth degree, along with a charge of burglary in the third degree and harassment first degree. Peterson was taken to the Cass County Jail, being held on $10,000 bond. Also on Friday, Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested Robert Lee Atkinson, age 36, of Anita, on a charge of driving under suspension. Atkinson was taken to the Cass County Jail and held on, or later released on $300 bond. The Red Oak Police Department reports a two-vehicle accident in Red Oak on Friday evening at around 5:32 p.m., Red Oak Police Department and Red Oak Fire and Rescue responded to the report of an accident at the intersection of North 3rd Street and East Corning Street. After investigation, it was determined that a 1994 Ford Mustang, driven by 16-year-old Cole Andrew Lovely of Creston, slowed but did not stop traveling south at the intersection for a stop sign and proceeded into the intersection. This put his vehicle directly in the eastbound path of a 2012 GMC Terrain driven by 85-year-old Harlan Henry Ebert of Red Oak. Ebert attempted to avoid Lovely's vehicle, but was unable to, and the vehicles collided, with both vehicles coming to rest facing east. Ebert and a female passenger were treated at the scene for minor injuries, but refused transport to a medical facility. Lovely and a passenger were examined at the scene and reported no injuries. Both vehicles were so badly damaged they had to be towed from the scene. $4,000 damage reported to the Lovely vehicle and $6,000 damage to the Ebert vehicle. Lovely was cited for failure to obey a stop sign and no proof of insurance. The Cass County Sheriff's Office would like the public to be aware that if you receive a call claiming you owe an outstanding debt and a warrant will be issued for your arrest if you don't forward money to someone right away, you very well may be the target of a scam. The Cass County Sheriff's Office would like to remind the public and to have them be aware that the Sheriff's Office will never cold call citizens to tell them to pay a fine right now or go to jail. A reported domestic disturbance on Thursday morning in College Springs led to one person being arrested on an assault charge. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer says deputies responded to a residence in the 700 block of Oberline Avenue in College Springs just after 2 a.m. on Thursday. When deputies arrived, they spoke with a 19-year-old female who lives in the home and subsequently arrested 42-year-old Douglas Brian Stotts, who also lives there. Stotts was charged with domestic abuse assault and transported to the Page County Jail, where he's being held without bond pending an appearance before a magistrate. A Shambaugh man who left his home for a couple of days over the last weekend in April came home to find several items missing. The Page County Sheriff's Office says the man reported a deadbolt to his building was unlocked when he came home. Missing from the residence located at 210 West Street were several tools, including four paint spray guns, a pressure pot, and a half-inch millimeter wrench. The loss was estimated at $5,100, and anyone with information about the theft should contact the Page County Sheriff's Office. Officials with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce say that effective on May 19th, Rhonda Larson will take over the position of Executive Director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Larson succeeds Megan Roberts, who announced last month she was leaving to pursue employment in the insurance industry. Roberts has served as the Chamber Director since August of 2012. Chamber President Amy Jordahl said, "On behalf of the Chamber Board, we are confident that Rhonda is going to be a perfect fit for the Chamber team. She has an excellent background in marketing and promotions and strong relationships in the Atlantic area to help us accomplish our goals." Jordahl said also that we have a strong team of board members, volunteers, businesses, and staff. Rhonda is a great addition to our leadership team, and we are thankful for a community that will help her transition into this new role. A woman accused of leading police on a car chase and escaping from a hospital has been caught in Des Moines. Clive Police Chief Michael G. Venema says that Christina Stein was taken into custody on Friday afternoon by the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force. She was arrested outside an apartment without incident. Authorities were monitoring the apartment. They say Stein entered and exited it before she was arrested. She was captured wearing a wig. Police say Stein led authorities on a car chase Sunday before she was captured and sent to a hospital for injuries. She walked out of the hospital on Monday. Stein is at the Polk County Jail on several warrants, including a charge of being a fugitive from justice. Court records do not list an attorney. The University of Iowa has entered an agreement with Morningside College in Sioux City to let students earn their law degree in a shorter time. Officials say qualified undergraduate students at Morningside can be admitted to the UI College of Law after their junior year. Credits earned during their first year of law school will apply to their undergraduate degree, so students can earn their bachelor's degree and law degree in 6 years. Gail Agrawal, dean of the UI College of Law, says the partnership will save some Morningside students a year of tuition and other costs. And also taking a look at other news, a jury has acquitted a Des Moines doctor on charges of involuntary manslaughter in connection with several patient deaths. The Polk County jury returned the not guilty verdict on Thursday in the case of Dr. Daniel Baldy. He faced 7 counts of involuntary manslaughter. Baldy was accused of prescribing large amounts of narcotic painkillers to patients, including Paul Gray, founder of the band Slipknot, who died in 2010. Prosecutors said in the closing arguments that Baldy was reckless with his prescriptions, despite warning signs that some patients were abusing drugs. Baldy denied the allegations but did not testify during his trial. His lawyers argued that the doctor's patients either took more of their medications than prescribed or took other drugs along with them. The Iowa Supreme Court says police officers can legally stop any vehicle that has a frame covering the county name on its license plate. The court ruled 5-2 on Friday that obscuring the county violates a law that requires motorists to permit full view of all numerals and letters on the plate. The decision backs undercover Davenport officers who used the issue to justify stopping a man who was under surveillance for suspected drug dealing. Dissenting Justice Brent Appel says the ruling is a warning to thousands of motorists who have frames promoting sports teams and auto dealers. He says they need to check whether the frame covers the county name because police now may stop the vehicle anywhere and at any time without any sign of other criminal wrongdoing. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Sievert reported that yesterday the landline 911 lines in the Portsmouth and Panama areas of Shelby County were not working. And if you have an emergency, please use your cell phone there to dial 911. And that is still in case there. Crews are assessing the situation, and we will update you with information as the nature and duration of the outage becomes further aware. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will visit 3 communities in southwest Iowa this coming week. The pair will be in Greenfield, Creston, and Corning on Tuesday, May 6th. Their first stop at 10 a.m. will include a tour of Cardinal Glass in Greenfield. From there, Branstad and Reynolds travel to Creston for an 11:30 a.m. tour of CHS oilseed processing. Their day ends in Corning, where a town hall meeting on the Governor's STEM initiative will be held beginning at 1:30 p.m. in the Southwest Valley High School gymnasium. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported and no citations were issued following a 2-vehicle accident on Friday morning. That crash occurred around 8 a.m. near 1186 210th Street, southeast of Emerson. Officials say a 1978 Ford pickup driven by Matthew Stacy was traveling east on 210th Street and cresting a hill. At about the same time, Sarah Smith was pulling out of a driveway in her 2009 Nissan Murano onto westbound 210th Street. Because of the obstruction created by the hill, Smith didn't see Stacy's pickup approaching, and Stacy couldn't stop in time once he came over the hill. The vehicles collided at the driveway entrance, with Stacy's pickup coming to rest in the north ditch. Neither driver reported any injuries, and both refused treatment from rescue crews. Damage from the collision amounted to $9,000. And now taking a look here at world headlines here this hour here on KJAN. Pro-Russia insurgents in eastern Ukraine have released 7 military observers and 5 Ukrainian assistants who had been held for more than a week. The observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe were seized on April 25th in Slavyansk, the epicenter of eastern Ukraine's unrest. An insurgent leader is quoted as saying he ordered the release because of increasing insecurity in the city where fighting broke out yesterday. Syrian activists say that the death toll from Two car bombs that struck two small villages in the central province of Hama is likely to rise again after reaching 23 today, including 14 children. Or the rigged vehicles exploded yesterday in the villages, which are about a 20-minute drive apart. It wasn't immediately clear if the two attacks were coordinated. Car bombs have been increasingly used by rebels in Beirut. 10-year prison terms have been handed down in Egypt to 102 defendants in conjunction with demonstrations staged to protest the overthrow of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi by the military in July. Another two defendants got 7-year terms. An Egyptian criminal court describes the defendants as Muslim Brotherhood supporters. Hillary Rodham Clinton is picking up more backing for a possible presidential run in 2016. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, an early supporter of Barack Obama in 2008, plans to support the former Secretary of State. The Associated Press obtained a copy of remarks that Kaine plans to deliver today at a breakfast of Democratic activists in Columbia, South Carolina. The Justice Department says it is reviewing how executions are carried out. Word of the review comes days after a botched lethal injection execution in Oklahoma in which an inmate writhed in pain, convulsed, and tried to speak after he had initially been declared unconscious. The procedure had to be halted. President Barack Obama said yesterday that the crime committed by convicted murderer Clayton Lockett was heinous, but that the execution was deeply troubling. Now taking a look this morning at your funeral announcements. Craig Alvin Goebbels, age 63, of Erling, died Wednesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial for Craig Alvin Goebbels will be held today at 10 a.m. at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Eileen Brown, age 84, of Creston and formerly the Fontenelle area, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Eileen Brown will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Carol Jean Johnson, age 72, of Greensboro, Maryland, died January 24th at the Caroline Nursing Home in Denton, Maryland. A memorial service for Carol Johnson will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Agnes Louise French, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at the New Homestead and Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Agnes French will be held today at 1:30 p.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Doris Dory Schmidt, age 85, of Greenfield, has died. Graveside services for Dory Schmidt will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Fern Fulsang LePain, age 92, of Centennial, Colorado, and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Holly Creek Retirement Community in Centennial, Colorado. Memorial graveside services for Fern Fulsang LePain will be held on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Bob Dale Cappell, age 46, of Phoenix, Arizona, and formerly of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the John C. Lincoln Hospital in Phoenix. Services for Bob Cappell are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Rosalie Outka, age 77, of Mount Pleasant, formerly of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Rosalie Outka are currently pending with the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here this 8 o'clock hour. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.